My guest is the chief economist at the California Association of Realtors, Oscar Way. During the break, he's been with the CAR since 2003, but he worked for a toy company as an analyst conducting research. And during the break, he said it was with Mattel. And Richard says his brother's ex-wife worked for Mattel, so she's going to be our guest next week. We're going to talk about toys. We probably won't have time, but I would actually love to talk to you about your job at working for Mattel. So we have a few more points to cover in this segment. And we talked a little bit about home sales and remaining soft, economic uncertainty, affordability, challenges and all that. And we talked about a little bounce back. What do you see about the future?
Well, of course, we can look at a few things. We can look at sales, we can look at price, and we can look at supply. But let's talk about, sales briefly, and I can talk about price. Now, sales, of course, based on what I mentioned earlier about interest rates, it also depends on supply. So I think, for the second half of the year, most likely will continue to be a little soft, because partly because for interest rates, it will probably remain at somewhat closer to what we're at right now for the next few weeks or so. Now, we did have, a report about, inflation a little bit higher than we anticipated. So that might actually keep rates from falling in the next week or two. But we do anticipate towards the end of the year that rates will start coming down. And that will actually help price. Home prices, right now, we continue to see it kind of climbing up, inching up a little bit as we continue to go on in the home buying season. And if supply remain tight, that number will actually, continue to climb. But it's going to be lower than what we saw last year for the state as a whole.
Do you mean a lower appreciation or just lower prices overall?
Lower prices overall for the state. Again, for the state, for individual counties or cities, it may be a little different.
Right.
But for the state as a whole compared to, remember last year in about May or so, we hit a peak for the state. We hit an all-time high. So compared to that all-time high, we'll probably be a little bit lower, maybe about 5 or 6% for the state as a whole. But that number will continue to improve. Again, it is because of we have a little bit more certainty, and hopefully interest rate will start slowing down a bit more. My expectation is towards the end of this year, we probably could see closer to 6%, 6.25%, depending on inflation. And of course, depend on, supply. When you have rates lower, most likely you will see a little bit more improvement in supply, because people, can actually put their house on the market, maybe, move on to their next property. So, expect, slower sales. I should put it this way. Sales remain soft, but probably improve slightly. Prices will likely climb, inch up compared to last few months, but lower than a year ago. And supply hopefully will improve.
Well, that's the big three. Supply improve, prices might inch up. Compared to last year when it came down off its high from May of 2022. And sales, you said what?
Sales probably will remain somewhat soft. We will probably see some improvement, but very, very small improvement in sales, but remain soft compared to last year.
My guest is Oscar Way, the Deputy Chief Economist at the California Association of Realtors. So, yeah, you really study that, and it's true about last May. I'm not sure when we hit our high in the South Coast in terms of median price, but things are kind of tracking a bit of what you're seeing statewide. And inflation, you said, is a bit higher. I think if you listen to the president, he says inflation is going down. What do you see by the end of the year for inflation?
Yeah, everything, you know, at least, you know, interest rates, when we look at interest rates, you know, has a lot to do with inflation. So inflation is important when we want to understand, you know, the interest rate movement. So inflation actually has been slowing down. The last month or two, it seems like it's stabilizing at right around 5% or so, depending on which indicator you look at, but around 5% or so. Now, I wouldn't be surprised in June that number will inch up slightly to about 5.1 or 2%. But ultimately, by the end of the year, I think we could see somewhere around either 4% or maybe slightly below 4%. Now, just to, you know, have something to compare with, before the pandemic, we generally have about 2, 2.5%. So we still have a long way to go as far as inflation. Next year, though, we probably will dip down below 3.5% or so. But by the end of this year, we'll probably still see somewhere around 4 or somewhere between 3.5% to 4%.
Well, that's good news, optimistic news, and let's hope you're spot on. Deputy Chief Economist Oscar Way with the California Association of Realtors here in June 2023. Of course, I just heard on the news that Saudi Arabia and Russia are talking about cutting back, talking about supply and demand. They want to cut back on their oil production. I thought we were paying enough for gasoline. I don't know if we're going to end up paying more.
It's a possibility, and we have had that kind of news before. We just switched for California. We switched from sort of the winter ingredient to the summer ingredient. So I think we might have already seen some increase in price just the last week or so. Maybe in the upcoming week, we probably will see a little bit more inch up. I don't expect, you know, the climb in gas going to be comparable to what we saw, say, a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. I think at one point we saw something like $6, $7 some places, but hopefully we'll not see that. We could hit $5, depending on what the type of gas you use. And, of course, that will definitely contribute to inflation rate, and that's why I think we might see a slight inch up in the next month or so.
Interesting. Right. The summer blend is here, our gasoline in California. Finally, you hear the word recession, the economy, mild recession. You know, everyone, are we in a recession? When will we? Are we always in a recession? Are we always about to be in a recession? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, if you talk to economists 6 months ago, they would say they probably said, okay, well, we will get into the recession in the second quarter or so. But, you know, we're in the second quarter and we're still doing okay. I think, you know, the expectation of recessions have been pushed out, you know, to, you know, the third quarter, fourth quarter, and so on and so forth. Now, ultimately, it would be nice to have a soft landing, which means the economy will drop, but without heading a recession, and then we'll bounce back. Now, that could possibly still be the case, but I do believe that, you know, as we move to the very end of the year, we could see a slight recession, because right now we're only a small growth. We're only seeing a small growth in the first quarter, I think 1.3%. And this quarter, in the second quarter, the number will come out, you know, probably in July, and then we'll probably show an even softer economic growth. And then the third and the fourth quarter of this year, there's a chance that we will see, you know, a decline. And it may prolong to the first quarter of 2024 before bouncing back. And now, even if we have a recession, I don't think it's going to be that significant, though.
And when you said 1.3%, are you referring to the GDP?
The GDP growth rate, that's right. Okay. Thanks for the clarification.
Okay. Yeah, it's tough enough for me to follow you, Oscar. You're so far ahead of me. I think I joked during the break that if I had your knowledge, I wouldn't need you to come on. So I'm doing my best to follow you. Oscar Way, the Deputy Chief Economist at the California Association of Realtors. You mentioned a soft landing. I just, looking back, just wrapping up our interview here, you know, pre-pandemic, real estate prices were going up, and we were going, and they were just going up and up, and the median price for such a long time, and we just kept saying, God, we have to have an adjustment. Real estate, everything is cyclical. We have to have an adjustment, And lo and behold, the COVID came, and it was like pouring gasoline on a fire. So we're still waiting for that adjustment.
Yeah, I mean, because of what happened with interest rates, because interest rate went all the way down to 2.5% or so. But, you know, it might be good to have a kind of a slow adjustment or softer adjustment than what we saw in 2009 and 2010, right? We did go down slightly, you know, in some prices, but in certain areas, maybe in Santa Barbara, the blow was not as heavy, and partly because of supply. So even though we might actually see some adjustment, we may not see a significant drop, but we may actually see some softer growth in the next couple of years, and that could be, you know, considered somewhat of an adjustment.
Excellent. Well, great talking to you. Exactly, almost to the day, 12 months later. I would love to have you on maybe every 6 months so we could check your work, see how well you did. But
and then we can talk about Mattel.
I would be very interested. My Uncle Bob bought a toy store. I remember going there and getting all these great toys, and Mattel is great. But Oscar was working for Mattel, but he's been with the California Association of Realtors since 2003. He's the deputy chief economist with the California Association of Realtors. Oscar Wei, WEI, great talking to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. The rest of you, stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.